Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends. My name is Eric Cloward, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. Stoic Coffee Break is a weekly podcast where I take an aspect of Stoicism and dig a little bit deeper into it. Sometimes that's an interview with another person. Sometimes that's just me pontificating about what's going on in my head and in my life. And hopefully you can learn something from my experiences, both my successes and failures, and hopefully this will help improve your life. Today's episode is called Power Over Your Mind. You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this and you will find strength. Marcus Aurelius. So I'd like to take this quote and think of it in kind of two different ways. And first is that you have power over your mind, but not power over outside events. And this lesson is one of the most challenging for, I think, almost everybody, because we want to have some semblance of control over our world. But when we embrace this idea and recognize that we have so little control over outside events, it can be extremely scary because we realize that we have so little control. There are accidents, natural disasters, just actions of other people. Those are all examples of things that we have no control over, yet can change our lives in very profound ways. I think that so much of the stress and anxiety that we have in our lives comes from worrying about those things that we have little or no control over. And when we learn to let go of what we don't control, then we can release a lot of stress and anxiety in our lives. A good example of this is when I've applied for jobs in the past. Often I'd be really excited about a position, but after my interview, I would be so stressed out because I'm just waiting around to hear if I got the job or not. And because I wanted the job so badly, I would feel very, very anxious because I had no control. I had no control over whether or not I was going to get it or not at that point. There could be other people who were more qualified than I was. There could be internal factors at the company that I had no influence over. And as I got older and wiser, I was better able to handle waiting to hear back if I got the job or not. I do my best in the interview and then simply let go of any expectations, almost as if I had never even applied for the job. And if I got the job, well, then I was really excited. And if not, then it wasn't that big of a deal because I recognized that I did my part and I did the best that I could, and the rest was simply out of my hands. The second way that I like to look at this quote is that you have power over your mind, but outside events do not. Now, I know this isn't 100% true, but what we can work on is learn to recognize how we let outside events influence us. And part of being a Stoic is developing that kind of mental discipline so that outside events don't have an outsized impact on your well-being. And I know that this is a hard one. I often struggle and get spun out when things don't really go my way. But the thing is that when we let outside events disrupt our well-being, it doesn't change the outside event. It doesn't change what happened. And often, we make things a lot worse. Having a clear idea of what we can and can't control, for me, is one of the most fundamental principles of Stoicism. And almost every other idea in Stoicism, at least I think, flows from there. And while this is one of the easier concepts to understand, it is one of the hardest to actually implement. I know that I will probably spend the rest of my life trying to get a handle on letting go of the things that I can't control. So how do you manage to clearly divide what you can and can't control? I think one of the biggest tools is just to ask yourself a very simple question. Have I taken action on everything that is within my power to do? Sometimes talking over your options with a friend or writing them down can also help clarify what you actually have control over. Self-control is strength. Right thought is mastery. Calmness is power. James Allen. This is one of my favorite quotes because it encapsulates several simple yet powerfully interrelated principles of how you can have more control over your mind. Each of these principles help support one another. When we master one, we are strengthened in the others. And in a word, we become much more anti-fragile. Challenges don't weaken us, but actually do the opposite to help us become stronger and more resilient. So when we work on self-control, we develop a strength of will. And this means that when we set out to accomplish something, we're better able to direct our minds and our bodies in situations where others may slack off or quit. We're better able to ignore distractions. We're better able to ignore what others might try to do to interfere or keep us from reaching our goals. When we practice right thinking, we become the masters of our minds. We maximize the effect of useful thoughts, and we're aware of and minimize the damage of unhelpful thought patterns. We are better able to cheer ourselves on and minimize the negative self-talk that often derails us even before we get started. The more we master our thinking, the stronger our will. And the last point, well, when we're angry or upset, our mental abilities decline. We are less able to think creatively, our vision narrows, and we miss other options and possibilities. When we stay calm and keep our cool, we retain our power. We're able to think clear, we're able to direct our will, and in challenging situations when others are losing their shit, well, we not only survive, but we thrive. For me, taking some time each day to meditate helps me to cultivate more discipline over my mind. I get to know how I think, what I think, and I learn the ways that I try to self-sabotage myself due to insecurities and self-doubt, and I work on building up defenses against them. But it's taking that time every single day to really get to know myself and to know how my mind works. And honestly, it doesn't take a lot. Anything from 10 minutes to 30 minutes can make such a dramatic difference in your life. And the more time and effort that you put into developing, getting to know your mind and having control over your mind, it starts to spill over into other areas of your life. When we take the time to slow down and recognize what we're thinking, we are able to recognize those things that are outside of ourselves and the impact that they have on us. Whether that's the actions of other people or the weather or traffic or any other outside event, cultivating self-awareness through mindfulness and meditation is the best tool to have power over our minds. And that's the end of this week's Stoic Coffee Break. Be good to yourself. Be good to others, and thanks for listening.